From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Hundreds of thousands of Floridians are still waiting for unemployment benefits from the state. Patricia Mazzei covers Florida for the New York Times. She says the website that processes claims has been facing issues since the prior administration under former governor and now Senator Rick Scott.
Once the new website went into place, they started seeing problems immediately in terms of having people qualify for benefits. And in fact, the state performed several audits over the years, especially about the website problems, but they were never really fixed. And so the result of all of that, which is this breakdown in the system.
Mazzei says the website was rebuilt in 2011 when Governor Scott also passed new unemployment reforms. They were meant to keep corporate taxes low after the Great Recession, resulting in limited benefits for workers. Florida has one of the lowest unemployment benefits in the country. The maximum is $275 a week for up to 12 weeks. Florida Democrats say today they'll ask the U.S. Government Accountability Office to investigate the state's flawed unemployment system. U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says the federal government has sent money to Florida to address unemployment in the wake of the coronavirus, so it needs to know why the system is not working.
This is a system that has been broken for many years that the governor had an opportunity over the last 2 years to fix proactively. And now we can see what happens when you leave something that is so wholly inadequate.
Wasserman Schultz was joined by Representatives Kathy Castor, Charlie Crist, and State Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez. They also want the state's $275 a week benefits increased and extended to 26 weeks. You can get all your coronavirus updates on our website, wlrn.org/coronavirus. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.